we're heading into Emerald Tablets again.
How very spectacular. Now I have a question. Are you getting anything so far?
Yeah, I've got the difference between the small all and the capital all. Small E and the capital G.
Do you understand that this work comes from a future experience?
Yes.
Do you understand how this is applying into a past reference?
What is the past reference when you say it that way?
The tablets themselves.
It's an experience translated through the past reference of the tablets.
You know why you know it's a past reference? You can't engrave on corundum.
And there was a past that could?
A future.
Future that could.
Works yeah, come from a future.
The question was, do you know why they come from the past? Agreed?
No.
Do you
no.
know that they come from the future and were placed in a past reference?
So the proofs are from the future is that we don't have the tools to do that.
You can't carve emerald now.
No laser beam or anything can do it.
It'll bust. Corundum emerald is as hard as a diamond. The scale of hardness is diamond is 10, emerald is 9 to 9.6. The difference in why emerald is fragile is it has the way the construction or the molecular structure of an emerald or corundum is that it has no what you call varna. Moisture is what it's actually called. It's not moisture. They're very, 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 very dry, brittle. The way the construction of the corundum is, you can actually drop an emerald from your hand to a hard surface, and it can crack, shatter. It's very, very, very hard, but it's very brittle. So there is no technology then up until now that you can engrave emeralds. You can't even laser engrave emeralds for identification purposes.
How many
people have looked at the actual original emerald tablets or any other parts of the tablets that exist?
About 184.
And that's over 32,000 years?
Yes.
Did anybody in the 20th century see them?
Yes.
Those that see them recognize that it's impossible from our present knowledge. And all those who history saw them said, how was this done?
Maybe not, but see, they're from Missouri, seeing is believing, so therefore that magic technology must have been available, but the reality is that it did not and does not. So now it does not. Some folks that know that say that the Emerald Tablets never existed.
Among the people who know and saw them say they could not have been done.
Correct. But there haven't been any of those that had the knowledge know that emeralds could not be etched. The 184 people who've seen them did not have the knowledge to know that you do not have the technology to carve corundum.
So some scientist who might have the knowledge, if he did see the tablets, would be knowledgeably impressed because he would know that we could not have done it.
Oh, it would be probably dismissed as not real because you can't do it.
Okay, so
this isn't alabaster, this isn't agate, this isn't quartz, this isn't quartzite, this isn't like a tourmaline. These are emerald corundum. First of all, to find emeralds that size have never been found. You got to realize these tablets would be like a large, the photo family album photo books that are big. To find a chunk of emerald that size, let alone 15 of them, would be incredible.
So where does one find emerald?
You find them next to diamonds, but you don't find them in sheets that are that size.
Well, there seem to be a lot of words. We're doing like 5 to 8 pages per tablet. How can all that word be on one emerald?
2 feet by one
half of the face of one emerald.
Yeah, how can
and
that be?
And number two is emeralds don't grow in that sheet or that flat form. They are grow in the same places they're done in shafts with diamonds. And you can find corundum as a byproduct of diamond that didn't get enough stress to make the molecular bond, to make it into rough, what you call agate or rough diamond. And you certainly don't find them in veins of sheep.
Yeah, that's true. The question about how did they get so many words, are the words real tiny?
The technology from the future has that ability to typeset it out and engrave it in the corundum.
Yeah, but they must be tiny words. We're assuming the tablets are foot and a half by foot and a half. Are they bigger than that?
That's probably about right. They are square.
How thick are they?
The thinnest one is 1.1 7/8 inch. The thickest one is 2 3/4 inch. Thick.
All the words in each tablet, it's hard to imagine them being on one face, one emerald tablet face. They must be tiny, correct?
Well, it is tiny. It is tiny, but it's not like microfiche or anything. Talking about scrolling out that much, that's very doable.
What language are they in?
The original Egyptian writings, which is just before the hieroglyphs, verbiage, which would be between the Greeks and the Egyptians.
Before hieroglyphs?
No. It would be the same time when the Egyptians and the Greeks were forming language in the beginnings of the Roman Empire. That's when they were found in that language from 35,000 years ago. Otherwise, it wouldn't do the Atlanteans any good to go back 35,000 years if that's your number, that bring them into reality in a written language that nobody understood.
It was written in that language to place it back at the time when people could read that language.
Right, not the Atlantean language.
What is the Atlantean language? It's the one that they put in the past that would develop into a place so their technology could be the next logical step for their communicating skills.
The Atlantean language is not on the tablets.
Right.
So then you went on about putting the Atlantean language back in the past. Where would that be?
Atlantean language had to be established so it could evolve into the Atlantean language.
The Atlantean language is coming.
And it actually is a derivative of what's Greek.
And that'll be developed in the future. That'll manifest.
Well, and they did it from the past so it would have time to not be a big step. So it would be a logical step. Because the actual Atlanteans themselves didn't really write anything. They did most of their communicating telepathically.
You just mentioned the Greek. It would be in Greek. Does that mean Greek survives over the next thousands of years into the Atlantean future?
A formation of it does. Just as we're creating new words every day in your English language.
So English comes from Greek?
Yes, in ancient Hebrew.
So the English is going to be a dominant language?
No.
Is there any language that you could say is going to be dominant?
No, because they all evolve. They all matriculate.
There's going to be a different kind of polyglot language, like in Finnegan's Wake, in, say, 500?
Potentially. Those are okay words. But see, if it gets to the stop sign and they turn left instead of turning right, it's not a problem, Bob, because the future experience can go back into a past reference and change recordable history as it's changed every single day. And then it would have a chance to re-catch itself up to it would be adjusted. So even if you took the left when you're supposed to take a right, it gives you enough span of space so you have the opportunity to take three left, and now you're right back to a right.
We're constantly going back in the past, which is like redefining.
Your history changes every day. This isn't from non-physical, this is from your physical. Everything gets recorded history, and then all of a sudden it all changes. Somebody finds something else, and then it changes. It changes everything. And it's happening so quickly now that your history books, they can't print them fast enough for the corrections.
What was they found about 3 weeks ago? Oh, the lemur.
It's the most perfect fossilized lemur that's ever been found.
And it's becoming human or ape-like, monkey-like.
Well, they tested the DNA strands, and the DNA strands are of the same threads that became your humans.
We did evolve from the lemur. Was this put from the future back in our past to build up the Darwin meme?
No, it was from the future put into your past so you could figure out how your stem cells and how the DNA acid could be matriculated to actually do your adjusting of the chromosomal inferences of how you can grow an arm back or grow a bone back or regenerate a bone marrow or amputate a finger and then grow a digit back. This is the beginning, and it was so pure and so old, they were able to run those DNA strands because it was so old. Then they will open up the technology that will allow those chromosomal inferences be studied, learned, and you can make three lefts and make a right.
You say it's so old. Why use that term since there's no time?
It had to be very, 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 very old. Otherwise, it would be discounted. It couldn't be used as a building block. It had to supersede what they knew so far so it could stand the, your test of what you call time. If they used a lemur that had been fossilized and was fresh or even from the future, then it couldn't have superseded man in the evolution process to study that DNA, make that DNA relevant in your new medical JAMA review.
Was it put back into the past about 3 months ago or 2 years ago? Did the future put it back where it was found a couple months before it was found?
It was a little bit longer than that.
See, it hasn't been there for millions of years, Cal.
Correct,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
But the dates are that are clear. Because maybe they went back that far in the inference of time and just allowed it to be found then. There's so many ancient technologies that are actually advanced to what you have technologically now. And that's because they just keep trickling them in so you can catch up. So their future experience can be brighter. It becomes an acceptable mean.
That would be fun to talk about that on the radio show. To explain that this invention was dropped off 3 years ago from the future, which is what Ion is saying, right?
Yes, but if they want some sinkholes, they can create them and we'll show them how.
If they want some sinkholes, meaning topics that will befuddle them, how Ion answers it.
If they want death and disparaging destruction, they can create that, but they don't need non-physical to show them how to not be happy or find the best to their joy.
Okay, guys, on to
tablet five.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble, cauldron, burn and cauldron, bubble. Okay, here we go. This is a great tablet, by the way. Here we go.
Well, it's called the Dweller of Urinals.
That's right. It's a good tablet.
The Dweller of Unal. Oft dream I of buried Atlantis, lost in the ages that have passed into night. Eon on eon, thou existed in beauty, a light shining through the darkness of night. Mighty in power, ruling the earthborn, lord of the earth in Atlantis' day, king of the nations, master of wisdom, light through Sun Tau, keeper of the way, dwelt in his temple, the master of Uno, light of the earth in Atlantis' day. And in that canta, light, Santo, temple, master, Uno, and light are all caps.
And that is all in the future, describing the future place.
Yes, and then lording over man brings the technology to the place where it can actually be a realized creation.
By lording over man.
Basically, it whispering sweet nothings in man's ear that come from this place of creation. Right now, Atlantis is an unrealized creation. But from the future, it is. And they're giving you this story from a future experience placed in a past remnant. When they discover Atlantis, guess what? It won't be foreign. It'll be the next logical step.
Where will Atlantis be discovered?
Bimini.
Casey predicted that. They do see little remnants. There's a book or two about what they discovered in the late 90s when Casey...
No, it's not. That's not it. Those remnants are another civilization.
The Atlantis that will be discovered in Bimini isn't even there yet.
Correct. That's why they can't find find any pieces of it.
They can find a little bit of what's there now, and that's not the same place.
But those stones are not Atlantean.
Right.
It's not part of Atlantean.
And the Atlantis is something in the future with amazing technology that makes amazing buildings, which are not known by us even.
Not known by you.
Not known by us.
Well, known by a future us.
It isn't now. But I guess that'd be a good question, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure what the question would be.
Are we knowing about Atlantis as us in the future?
Can somebody sing the final Jeopardy song?
No.
We don't know it.
Yes, okay, yes.
Okay. And then you ask your question, your answer has to be in the form of a question.
Right.
So if you're wondering what the building blocks are of the city of Atlantis, what would your question resemble?
What are the building blocks of Atlantis?
Okay, it's carbon, selenium.
Selenium, okay.
And CO2O.
CO2O.
And it becomes the equivalent of a diamond. The diamond molecular structure is what you could create bands that would be a superstructure. And it's the most common elements in the planet.
What's CO2O?
Is a carbon with the extra oxygen. That's the part of the formula that makes the element that is a building element.
Is CO2O a known entity?
No.
So these are invented alchemical engineering products, elements.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What year in the future will these be invented?
Soon, because there's no time.
There is time for the scientists.
Oh, the scientists spend all their days, all day, every day, undoing creation. So good luck with that.
Okay, shall we move on? Master He, capital He, from a cycle beyond us, living in bodies as one among men.
Read it one more time.
Master He, from a cycle beyond us.
Cycle beyond us. The gist of this is you have to go back to when this text was actually written. It wasn't written yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not written tomorrow. It's probably from a future experience, is it not? So now this reference, the capital He, is a reference that it's even from a future experience beyond then, when these tablets were created in the future experience.
Mm.
Atlantis is in the future, so it's beyond the future.
What's beyond the future?
The sentence.
Who's He?
The enlightened one, that's the Atlantean, that's from the future Atlantis.
Beyond the future of the future Atlantis.
Which is what caused this relevance to be recorded and put into the past.
Which refers to the fact there's a future beyond the future?
Yes, perfect. That's very critical because nowhere else have they dealt with that. You dealt with future, but you haven't dealt with future. Now, you have danced a little with past, but that changes.
The future beyond the future is just a further down the road future.
Yes.
That's the event horizon you never arrive at.
Oh.
We're getting to the place where we can go through the black hole.
And come back.
He did it.
He, that which is you or me, one of us.
We did it.
We did it.
So, Master He, from a cycle beyond us, living in bodies as one among men.
See, here's the five bodies, Bob's five bodies. Living in bodies as one. He has more than one cycular body, Carolyn.
Well, of course, Bob.
He has more than one body, Carolyn.
But he's been there for 26 and a half years.
But I'm thinking of bodies as different cycles.
They're not. They are maybe different cycles, but they're the same body.
What are those bodies?
Different loops on your sideways figure eight of infinity.
So So living in bodies as one among men, not as the earth born, he from beyond us, sun, S-U-N capital, of a cycle advanced beyond men. Know ye, O man, that Horlet, capital H-O-R-L-E-T, the master, capital M, was never one with the children of men. So is Horlet the he from the future?
That's open for interpretation, but let's see how the story flows. Let's see how Horlet actually imbibes this creation story.
And Horlet never went through the earlier tablet cycles of coming back among the men and helping them.
Yeah. Far in the past time, when Atlantis first grew as a power, appeared there one with the key of wisdom, key and wisdom caps, showing the way of light to all, light and caps.
The Emerald Tablet says Atlantis in the past time. Once you understand the cyclical nature of all these cycles, then the Emerald is not lying. The future is in the past time, but everything becomes relative. Otherwise, why say it's in the past? That's a lie. Why not say far in the future time? Why does it, on the surface, lie? It gives people think that Atlantis was in the past.
It gives the opportunity for that unrealized creation to become the next logical step. Otherwise, you would be waiting, and it'd be 1, 2, 3, and you'd wait for eons and eons for this to become a reality, when from the future experience that already is, you can place it in the past, adjust and correct and allow it to work itself out, but it's not a big, huge step.
So any now that we arrive at has to be a relationship between the future and the past. You cannot have any now unless it was placed in the past, Carolyn, from the future.
But there only is now, you see. Your statement is correct, it's just not true.
But why are we discussing past, present, future and breaking it down and then you
can... So you can understand the whole process. There is no evolution. There's only volution.
Volution.
We start. We start every time. Every time we start, we don't restart.
No, there's no evolution. There's volution, Carolyn.
Yeah.
It drops the E.
Yeah.
Well, volition would be will, you know, the volition.
The thoughts.
Not the will, not volition.
Correct.
You're saying there's only now.
There is only now.
But the now, as you...
There's no but.
Yeah, as
there's
you,
only now.
As you perceive the now, you'll oscillate between future and past, manifesting present aspects of it.
That's what we're trying to teach. So the next line of the Emerald Tablet before we lose ourselves.
Far in the past time when Atlantis first grew as a power, appeared there one with the key of wisdom, showing the way of light to all.
Dalai Lama.
Far in the past time when Atlantis first grew as a power, appeared there one with the key of wisdom, showing the way. That would be the first Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
And that was way in the past sometime. So the first Dalai Lama was someone from the future.
Yes.
And yet they were a baby and they were born. They were born, they became a baby. At what point do they become a walk-in for the future?
From the point of their interaction, it tells the priest to get on their yaks and walk around from settlement to settlement to find the newest one. They're from the future experience, just like these tablets. They're from a future beyond the future experience. It's set in the past so that past can now be recreated, but it's the next logical step. They know that the Dalai Lama that is now is going to die, so they're already thinking about the next Dalai Lama that's going to come forth from the Gulf.
This tablet's dealing with the wisdom of someone who's not even in these cyclic games of future being dropped in the past to become the present.
Yes.
So this is on a whole other level. It's nothing to do with the past, present, future games.
Showed he to all men the path of attainment, way of the light that flows among men, mastering darkness, leading the man's soul, caps, upward to heights that were one with the light. Divided the kingdoms he into sections, he caps, 10 were they ruled by children of men. Upon another built he, caps, a temple, caps, built not by the children of men. So is there anything we should know about the kingdom being divided into 10 ions?
Don't you remember the 9 gates? What happens after you go through the 9th gate?
All right, so we're into the next tablet, which is dealing with the 10th gate, Carol. We're dealing with 10 now.
Yeah, the layers of heaven. Enoch's version. The layers of heaven. That was his work.
Work, in a sense, he taught it?
Yes.
He described the layers of heaven.
Yes, degrees.
Was he talking about the 10th gate then?
Yes, he was.
So the 10th gate is beyond the cycles of 9.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's pretty hard to conceive. We already got all these worlds, and we're all this. Carol thinks she's 6 billion stars, and every star is in the planet. And that's nowhere near the next level, Carol.
Right. This is why we get to spend all day, every day working with this, because we constantly have to dumb it down to the point where you can get it layer by layer by layer by layer by layer. I mean, we're already at 3, 2, 1, and people aren't even, they're still waiting on to fall into sinkholes.
Well, they are the children of darkness, okay. We are walking.
In the city of angels, imagine.
Okay, so divided the kingdoms he into sections, 10 where they rule by children of men. Upon another built he a temple, but not by the children of men, out of the ether called he its substance. So he pulled from the ethers the substance to make it. So
yes.
Out of the ether called he its substance, molded and formed by the power of Yitolan, Y-T-O-L-A-N, caps, into the forms he built with his mind.
Out of the ether called he its substance, molded and formed by the power of Yitolan, in the forms he built with his mind. Who's Yitolan?
Wouldn't that be the arrived Yahweh?
Is he on the way to becoming arrived?
No, he would be the arrived Yahweh.
The A-G from the beginning. He's the future.
It took the fourth tablet to get you up to Moses as God.
Yitolan is the God of he.
He would be also I am, wouldn't he?
Where is this word Yitolan? Is that a made-up word, or is it actually...
Wicked, Wikipedia. You're the one with all the technology. You're way ahead of Ion.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. If you could only imagine that you could come into a place of your own knowing, of your creation, that you can take some historical thing and come into its understanding, the complete understanding that was meant from the future experience, that would exasperate that into a new realm of going from glory to glory, that you could come and go to from star, to light system to light system, that you could sink back into the thing where it doesn't really matter, in and out of your creation, of your continuum that is your creation. If you can only relax and allow and come into the place where the things that you don't know and you don't care, and the things you do know and you do care, that becomes the source of your undivided direction, then your path is set and you never have to wonder which way to go. And then when the paths all become a contrast, all that does is let you redefine the whole process that is your own already known knowing that can flow within this whole process of your contrasting sinkholes, mudslides that are destroying this planet that the blood and the gore and the guts have to come from, that bring you back into the thing where it doesn't really matter unless it really matters. And if it really matters, then it doesn't matter what you're going to do. You're not going to worry about that part because you're not going to be able to see the forest for the leaves. And until you come in to start that identifying that process, then all of a sudden you go, aha, and then we can flow to the next sentence in the tablet.
Okay, so he's built with his mind mile upon mile. It covered the island, space upon space. It grew in its might, black yet not black, but dark like the space-time. Deep in its heart, the essence of light. Yeah, they put space-time. An essence of light is caps, but dark like the space-time. Deep in its heart, the essence of light. Swiftly, the temple grew into being, molded and shaped by the word caps of the dweller caps.
All it's from the dweller. It's you. The reader, the creator, you see.
Swiftly, the temple grew into being, molded and shaped by the word of the dweller, called from the formless into a form. Builded he then within it great chambers, filled them with forms called forth from the ether caps, filled them with wisdom called forth by his mind. Formless was he within his temple, yet was he formed in the image of men, dwelling among them, yet not of them.
He's a shapeshifter.
Formless was he within his temple. Where's the temple?
In our heart.
No, that's the meat sack.
Yeah, good. General going with the cliches. Swiftly the temple grew into being, molded and shaped by the word of the dweller. You, Carolyn.
Yeah, so that's why I'm thinking if it's us and we're the dweller, then at this point, builded he then within its great chambers. That's what we're doing.
Imagine that.
That's us. You know, you don't jump back to...
That happens in every tablet. It's always us creating.
Well, then what's the problem?
I didn't say there was any problem.
It's the same old story.
Yeah, the same old story. I got no problem with that. I'm beyond the cycles of the same old story.
Okay. But we need to get some blood and guts in here somewhere.
Yeah. No, we
don't. Bob's getting bored.
No, they're just saying, well, what? It's the same old story.
Did you know that he was us here?
No, it's not us. It's the he that we start off.
It switches. Yeah.
Like every tablet.
It switches. It starts out, those guys teach us, and then
you're talking to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, They do that every tablet.
You have to be conscious enough to be aware of that, Bob.
Well, you never know when they're going to do it. Maybe the word dweller. When you see the word dweller, it's a clue. Oh, the switch is coming. You are the content now.
Okay, gag yourself, Bob.
Build it away.
This is going to become the preface. You know, I don't think you're going to sell many books.
What is the preface, Gil?
If the words you just said become the preface of the book, you can't imagine to sell many books.
Builded he then within it great chambers, filled them with forms called forth from the ether, filled them with wisdom called forth by his mind. So this is us. Formless was he within his temple. The question was, what is a temple? I said heart. What is it?
It's your meat sack.
It's formless within it.
If it's not plugged into, embraced into non-physical, it roams around wondering what happens to the two-year-old babies that are starving in city Nigeria.
Yet was he formed in the image of men?
He's formless, Carol. He's us who's formless. And then we make ourselves look like men.
Dwelling among men, yet not of them, strange and far different was he from the children of men. That's still us. Chose he then from among the people three in caps who became his gateway. What is that? The
Dalai Lama.
The Spirit. What's that? The
Magi.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It also could be meat sack, non-physical, and the mind. Those are good because you're the Godhead, are you not?
Chose he then from among the people three who became his gateway. Choose he the three from the highest.
To become his links with Atlantis.
Bam.
That's how we get back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he 3-2-1'd his body. The body has a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There's a 3-2-1 in a way.
Yes.
Well, his body has the structure of 3-2-1. Is this the ape man? Is this the lemur becoming a human form? A monkey?
No. They just had issues in their future beyond Atlantis then. So they had to set this into place so it could evolve to the next logical step so that those adjustments and creations could be validated. And I already told you that the lemur just allows you to work on the DNA so that the acids that are coming to those strands can let you regrow bones.
We're watching the formation of the human form.
Well, no, you're not. You are forming the formation of the human form.
Yeah, we are creating the human form. But I don't know why you're bringing the DNA stuff.
Because that's your lemur story that you just asked with that evolution. They said no.
What'd you say it was then?
A way for us to recognize how to regrow bone.
Through the DNA of the lemur.
Choose he the three from the highest, messengers they who carried his counsel, to the kings of the children of men.
Those are the mind, body, and spirit kings.
Yeah, there we go.
He starts talking to other people.
No.
Messengers later carried his counsel to the kings of the children of men.
He says, "My body." This guy forms a body, Carolyn, mm-hmm. and now he's got three parts. He walks up to a bunch of other people who didn't get formed, or no. walks up to the kings of the children of men.
Go back. But again.
Messengers, they who carried his counsel. So we're saying that's a body, mind, spirit. To the kings of the children of men.
That's a future to a past experience that you have to embrace the non-physical part to your physical that allows your mind to become a cohesive one Father, Son, Holy Ghost, deity. And then your conversation becomes a capital rather than small case pronoun.
So you guys are not interpreting it correctly. Messengers, they. This somebody has created his own form. This could be from the cycle above the present all-time cycle. And so just to create the description of the physical world, and it begins with a human body count. And then that person, somebody creates their body, mind, spirit. And then they go and meet other people. We don't know how they got there, and we're only meeting the kings of them, unless kings refers to the inner part of himself. The deity within themselves. You know, see, we're oscillating between metaphor of the own person talking to itself and external worlds or civilization or people.
Kings of the children of men. Kings is not capitalized.
Right.
Children of men is not capitalized.
Right.
It's the same old thing where some enlightened person starts talking to those humans that are lost.
No, then you bring down the he up here, choose he, the three from the highest. So us, the he, we've got our mitzak, non-physical, and mind going for us. And they're messengers who carry our counsel to the parts of us that aren't yet caught up. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Talking about the person talking to itself.
Yeah.
Or to the non-physical part that does have things to say sometimes, do they not?
The first human, whoever this person is, create themselves and they start channeling to themselves.
And you go back and forth. So future to past, embracing non-physical to your physical, that allows your mind to become a cohesive.
Same pattern as in the previous tablets.
Very good.
You go to capital.
The other one's a capital, this doesn't.
This is the evolving part, or the evolution part.
We start off with lofty beyond the cycle of time, past and all multi-levels, the rift, all way past that. And now we're back down in the earth again.
Exactly. And that's how you get there from now. Very good.
Okay,
thank
so we
you
went
for being patient for us as we misinterpreted.
So we start off real lofty, Cal. We're right beyond the beyond the beyond the beyond. And all of a sudden we're just somebody in.
We've been dumped back on Earth and acting like it.
Showing that there's
depths from the
sinkhole. But the point is, Cal, there's no difference between the loftiest beyond the loftiest and being here.
That's correct.
Brought he forth others and taught them wisdom. He caps. Teachers they to the children of men. Place he them on the island of Undol, caps, to stand as teachers of light, caps, to men. Each of those who were thus chosen taught must he be for years 5 and 10.
The ones who were chosen had to be taught.
5 and 10 years. Only thus could he have understanding to bring light, caps, to the children of men. Thus there came into being the temple, a dwelling place for the master of men.
Who is that? That's the non-physical.
So we're creating the non-physical.
You are attaching with the established non-physical. After choosing to embrace it, become a symbiote host relationship.
I, Thoth, have ever sought wisdom, searching in darkness and searching in light. Long in my youth, I traveled the pathway, seeking ever new knowledge to gain. So this is a refrain we've seen before.
Yes.
Until after much striving, one of the three caps to me brought the light caps.
These are three he created?
Well, that's his body, mind, spirit. Brought he to me the commands of the dweller, caps.
Who's the dweller?
That's us, creators.
better chat with Bob, make sure we don't have a misinterpretation.
So the commands of the dweller, so that's the ability to, of the dweller to create.
The ability to choose.
Brought heed to me the commands of the dweller.
Commands equals ability to choose.
Correct.
Choose to embrace the non-physical?
Yes.
Called me from the darkness into the light. Caps brought he caps me before the dweller caps. Deep in the temple before the great fire caps. So fire, what was that? That was going...
Burning in the belly.
That expresses your...
quenchable desire.
Mm-hmm.
Quenchable.
Well, unquenchable.
Quenchable.
You can't get enough of non-physical.
Call me from the darkness into the light, brought he me before the dweller, deep in the temple before the great fire. The great throne beheld I the dweller, clothed with the light and flashing with fire. Down I knelt before that great wisdom, feeling the light flowing through me in waves. Heard I then the voice of the dweller, O darkness, come into the light. Burning off the darkness, burning off the dross.
Burning in the belly burns off the darkness. Then you embrace non-physical, and you've already made it to capital He, then that choice of proximity with how you're doing with that process of relaxing and allowing. And then you get hunches and urges and directions of when to set up the website, how to set up the website. You, number one, that process that we already know that is, but that's three, and then two, and then one, is that redefining of how you want it to look, how you want it to be, what you want it to smell like, feel like, do like. Lift off, there you go, perfect creation.
Long have ye sought the pathway to light. Each soul on earth that loosens its fetters shall soon be made free from the bondage of night.
Beginning of the base. Capital P.
Forth from the darkness have ye risen, closer approach to the light of your goal. Here ye shall dwell as one of my children, keeper of records gathered by wisdom, instrument thou of the light from beyond. Ready by thou made to do what is needed, preserver of wisdom through the ages of darkness, that shall come fast on the children of men. Now, none of that is capped.
Needed?
Well, see, there's no cap, so this is going back to
preserver.
The stupid ones.
Yeah. Preserver wisdom through the age of darkness, that shall come fast. Yeah, the mudslides shall come fast on the children of men.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Live ye here and drink of all wisdom. Secrets and mysteries unto thee shall unveil. No caps. Then answered I, the master of cycles.
I am now the master of cycles.
Cycles? Oh, I thought that was time. Oh, wait, so now there's no time. Mm-hmm. Now there's but cycles.
Then answered I, the master of cycles, saying,
O light that descended to men, give thou to me of thy wisdom that I might be a teacher of men. Give thou of thy light, that I may be free, light in caps. Spoke then to me again the master caps. Age after age shall ye live through your wisdom. I, when o'er Atlantis the ocean waves roll, holding the light, though hidden in darkness, ready to come where'er thou shalt call. Grow thou through light caps to infinity's all caps.
What is infinity's all? Infinity's all is all the realized creation. If it was unrealized creations, it wouldn't be infinity's all.
And realized creations meaning...
Everything in your experience that you want, that you don't have to wait on, that is infinity, that's already done, can be your is, your now.
None of this means anything until we start going through the portals. Then we know the portals will happen. And that's that we're just imagining it. But maybe imagining is all we have to think.
But you're not going to go through the portals until you get past the ability of not being able to go through the portals.
I know. See, we have to imagine.
Go through. You have to relax and allow regarding it.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at relaxing, allowing. What is this? This is just going to be a neat book to throw out and confuse the hell out of everybody. But then we'll explain it, and it might make them think they can imagine what it means. So this is making us imagine what it means. It's activating our imagination.
See one, do one, teach one. I'm seeing it now. It's a possibility. JW's done it, so I know it's a possibility, so I know I can do it.
By reading this, by going through it, activates oneself.
Absolutely.
And so having someone help you get some of the meanings helps activate it. So then people will get a tape of this or read the book and activate it themselves with our translation, then they'll imagine they can do it. Then they'll relax and allow and not try to do it, and it'll happen to them if they show up at our place and we have the little objects that allow them to do it.
What are the objects?
The crystals.
The crystals, you need them. You need the
structure. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
You're imagining that you need technology.
Look, we did not go where JW went. We were not allowed.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, but he went somewhere and had to be there.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, back to
and learn greater wisdom. Grow, bow through light to infinity's awe.
Say it again.
Go thee now and learn greater wisdom. Grow thou through light. So light is making us grow. It's like a grow light to infinity's awe. So we can grow everything with light.
And thin the veil so you don't even have to grow. You can just be.
Which I'm already doing.
Long then dwelt I in the temple of the dweller till at last I was one with the light.
One with the light. What is that?
Same old message, same oneness that we hear all the way through it.
Same old, but this is the fact that made you to be able to move to the stars.
Oh, no, stars everywhere.
Followed I then the paths, so with the one with the light, you were able to follow the star paths. You were speed of light. This gives us beyond speed of light.
Long then dwell I in the temple of the dweller. You're winging it, Cal.
She's hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, what is that nonsense about the light, the speed of light, Cal? The last I was one with the light. You mean the speed of light, Cal? Did you figure it out?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Long then dwell I in the temple. I thought it was just normal light.
Yeah, just easy. Simmer down. Simmer down there, Bob. Yeah. Simmer down. You're doing real good, except you're undoing the whole process. Okay, if what you're saying is true, Bob, you should have been able to go through the first damn tablet and then immediately go to another star galaxy and come back and talk about it.
Well, that's definitely not happening.
You're agitated. Same old story in the second tablet that's telling you again. Okay, so if you got it on the second tablet, that's
try again.
And you haven't gone to Orion's Belt.
That's right.
You haven't done that place.
Neither has Carol.
So now you have the third tablet. It's the same old story.
Yeah,
damn, I really don't know what they're trying to say. They keep saying it over and over and over, and I'm just really sick of it. I didn't get it the first one. I get the second one. I haven't got the third one. And I'm bitching about the fourth one, and I don't understand how I don't get it. And why are they saying this again? Well, the reason they're saying it again, Bob, is because you didn't get in the first one, and you didn't get in the second one.
Neither did Carolyn. I don't see Carolyn launching out of the room.
I've been doing it in my sleep.
I can't remember any of it.
Oh, hi. The repetition is not a problem unless you're getting it, because once you get it, then you don't have to discuss it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was thinking was, as we were going through this, I realized we were just exercising the muscle. Imagining we can do this.
Yes. Now, what is the light? Remember, that was very significant. If you can embrace the light, capital, that's the non-physical. If you can become the symbiont host, become one. We've mentioned that once, at least tonight, I'm sure. Then what can you do next? That next sentence right after that.
Then you followed I then the path to the star planes.
Star planes. That's not been discussed yet, Bob. Mm-hmm. Has there been a reference so far of a star plane?
No.
And is there a question for us regarding what the star plane is?
What are the star planes?
Those are the individual dimensions that fall into the categories of the 10 different levels of what you call heaven.
In other words, individual dimensions is 10 dimensions.
No, there's more. There's just 10 layers, levels of dimensional proximities.
And then what are these individual dimensions? Subsets.
That's a good word.
So the individual dimensions are subsets of the 10 levels.
As recorded by Enoch.
Every tablet so far has been, there's this huge, big space-time and gods, and they might interact with somebody. He gets enlightened, and he comes among and teaches among the men. Then all of a sudden it turns into you're talking to parts of yourself, and you're talking to yourself, and then you go into other dimensions. End of tablet.
Deep into Earth's heart, I followed the pathway, learning the secrets below as above. Learning the pathway to the halls
of Amenti.
Caps. Learning the law, caps, that balances the world.
What law is there? Are they referring to?
You are where you are. You mess up, you mess up. You do good, you do good.
No.
Why can't you just call it the law of attraction?
Okay, let's do that.
If we're not misinterpreting.
To Earth's hidden chambers, pierced I by my wisdom, deep through the Earth's crust, into the pathway, hidden for ages from the children of men.
Or at least the first four tablets.
Unveil before me hidden more wisdom until I've reached a new knowledge.
Whoa, unveiled? You don't have to thin an unveiled item, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're in heaven. And aspects of heaven, so this, we're not in the physical.
So what are we trying to bring heaven to?
Earth.
Oh, so
exactly.
So we're getting to know heaven in this tablet, getting to know all the aspects of heaven to bring it to Earth.
So you can experience Earth on heaven as it is in Earth. Mm-hmm. Or wait a minute, or is that the other way around? Which is it?
It can go either way.
Well, no, it actually, the ushering into the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven is that essence of the lower parts that you saw of it in the lower parts, then the larger parts become no big deal. Next logical step. Line upon line, precept upon precept, from the foundations of the eons and blah, blah, blah.
Unveil before me even more wisdom until I reached a new knowledge. Found that all is part of an all. Second all is caps.
Uh-huh. Great. All is part of the big all.
Yeah, like you just said. Great and yet greater than all, small all that we know.
Right. See, it's already here. It's already the mega upload. It's already the QuickTime player.
Yeah.
It's already the rebound emails.
Search thy infinity's heart through all the ages. Deep and yet deeper, more mysteries I found. Now as I look back through the ages, know I that wisdom is boundless, ever grown greater throughout the ages, one with infinities greater than all.
So therefore, if you took a mustard seed, or a corn seed, or a lettuce seed, or a flower seed, and you drop it back into a past experience, that genetic creation would have a lot of space to be completed or fulfilled or come to its fruition. Can we grasp that concept without too much?
You say you took a seed that was genetically created?
No, you took a seed from the future or from now, and you drop it back in the past and let your years, couple thousand years take on, then that could actually come into a new place of your fullness of understanding.
That's what genetic creation is, natural unfoldment of evolution?
Pretty much. Or evolution.
I don't know why you dropped the E.
Because evolution, you got to understand the 100 monkey syndrome, and people don't understand that. So if you're going to start that, you might as well say that they don't have time to wait out evolution. You got the false premises all the way through. It's not an evolving, it's a becoming.
So evolution is that.
Yes, we like that.
If you took a seed and dropped it back into a past experience, that genetic creation would have a lot of space to come to its fruition.
So much so that your future experience can drop an old lemur into your world so you can understand the new way DNA can be applied to grow bones and grow fingers and grow things that you can't seem to recreate.
But we could if we didn't go the route of science.
Oh, but now you found the lemur, so you can.
That'll just be for the lazy ones. I'd rather.
Well, that's the path of least resistance. It works for me.
So we got to wait around till any scientists figure out how to do it.
Or till somebody gets tired of saying, show me the science, and just relax and allow and let it be. And it shows up, and then they're amazed. Astounded.
Light there was in ancient Atlantis, yet darkness too was hidden in all.
Delay.
Darkness too was hidden in all. Now, if it was hidden, that means they weren't aware that they were in dark?
That's correct. They were stupid and didn't notice.
Okay. All right.
Fell from the light into the darkness, some who had risen to heights among men.
Fell from the light into the
darkness. So they had been
who
in
fell?
The light.
Who fell?
Some of the A-L-L.
Little A-L-L.
Fell from the light into the darkness, some who had risen to heights among men.
You're an ascended being. You're almost a capital A. You have figured out your internet, and you figured out your emails, and sometimes you can fall into a place where there's contrast, where you lose 14,000 emails, and then you've got to figure out. You fall from enlightenment of being able to receive the emails, and whatever that contrast is, you've got to work your way through that process to come back to the place that you already were when you were getting your emails. Seamlessly.
Proud they became because of their knowledge. See, you're proud because you think you know something.
I'm not here. Point to yourself, buddy.
Proud they became because of their knowledge. Proud were they of their place among men. Deep delve they into the forbidden, opened the gateway that led to below. Sought they to gain ever more knowledge, but seeking to bring it up from below. He who descends below must have balance, else he's bound by lack of our light.
Yeah, that's a Christian concept that those who are born with grace, they can handle secret knowledge, but those who aren't born with grace, they really get paranoid schizophrenic.
Open they then by their knowledge pathways forbidden to men.
Little M.
Little M.
Of course. Now, what would limit a pathway to a little M?
Themselves.
Well, if it was a capital M, then that wouldn't be the statement, would it? You see how that little inference twists? If it was enlightened, if it had become the symbiote it holds in the mind and is all working together, then that wouldn't be the aspiration, you see. You'd have gone beyond that.
Right.
But if not, then why not? And why not deals with what you sometimes refer to as the human condition of those contrasting elements that you get to ebb and flow, wax and wane regarding. That's a perfect way to explain you are where you are.
Well, what's all this forbidden stuff?
The part that the little M can't embrace.
You forbid it to yourself.
You set the rules and the regulations that don't allow you to your aspirations of...
Right, but they got opened. They got opened.
But it's the little M.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's not enlightened.
It's from the previous sentence, Bob. He who descends below must have bounds. Some of them don't, so their pathways are forbidden.
No, they're nothing forbidden. They opened
a bunch
of... They
forbidden themselves.
They went to vocational school. They didn't get the real good courses.
No, they were worrying about the sinkhole that was gobbling up the two-year-old children, and so they set themselves up. They're forbidden, so they have to fall. When the mudslide wipes their house off the mountain, they'll be the one to fall in the sinkhole.
You sins below must abound, else he's bound by lack of our light. Open they then, by their knowledge, pathways forbidden to man. And these forbidden pathways are sinkholes of mudslides.
That will be your experience as long as you remain a little M man.
But in his temple, all seeing the dweller lay in his Agwanti, A-G-W-A-N-T-I, while through Atlantis his soul roamed free.
What's the dweller doing among these fallen
We're
men?
We're the dweller.
Why bring
it's
in the
a bud. It's a bud. Those guys are doing their thing, and now we're back in the temple.
Okay, so he's in the future.
Lay in his aguante. What does aguante mean?
Why does your Webster's Unabridged Dictionary say?
His aguante, the dweller. All the references go back to the passages we're reading. So aguante means the dweller?
Apparently.
So, but, comma, in his temple, comma, all-seeing, comma, the dweller, comma, lay in his aguante, comma, while through Atlantis his soul roamed free.
The disconnection allowed his non-physical part to roam outside of his temple. Is that not like your astral projection?
And why is that an act of disconnection?
Because you're releasing the non-physical from your meat sack body to travel places that you don't have to take your physical meat sack.
Oh, this is a positive meaning of disconnection.
Apparently.
It says a state of detachment, but Ion's saying it's a disconnection, same thing.
Because it comes from the temple, you see.
In his temple, which is meat sack, the dweller lay in disconnection or detachment, and his soul roamed through Atlantis. Saw he the Atlanteans by their magic, opening the gateway that would bring to earth a great woe.
Opening gateway, what's this? This is the famous story of the Atlanteans who supposedly destroyed themselves in the past, Carolyn, okay? So someone is saying the Atlanteans destroy themselves or cause a problem in the earth.
Read this sentence again and we'll bring it down.
Saw he, capital, the Atlanteans by their magic opening the gateway that would bring to earth a great woe.
What do you mean woe? As in woe as in...
Woe Nelly?
Woe Nelly,
No, it means tragedy, mudslides, disaster, pain. That's what it means. Two-year-olds dead all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And if you look in the next sentence, it said, fast fled his soul to his body. Up he arose from his aguante. Called he the three mighty messengers.
From his disconnection.
Called he the three mighty messengers. Gave the commands that shattered the world. Deep beneath earth's crust to the halls of Amante, swiftly descended the dweller. Called he then on the powers the seven lords wielded, changed the earth's balance.
Down sank Atlantis beneath the dark waves.
Shattered the gateway that had been opened. Shattered the doorway that led down below. All of the islands were shattered except Unal, and part of the island of the sons of the dweller.
See, Carol, remember, this is a whole tablet going down in this section where the guy goes the wrong way. And this is the consequences of going the wrong way.
Reserved he them to be the teachers, lights on the path for those to come after. Lights for the lesser children of men.
They all thought that they went to Egypt and saved the Atlantean culture, in remnants of it in Egypt. That's the lore.
Mm. Called he then, I thought before him, gave me commands for all I should do, saying.
Called he then, I thought. Who gave who commands? Called he then.
All this previous stuff about Atlantis seemingly woeing itself. Do you have any comment, Ion?
It was trying to establish the contrast of the future experience, so it could be overworked or have time as the capacity that the continuum can recognize that this woe can be a contrast that's overcome so that the Atlantis, when it does come forth, will not have to fall to the perilous destruction.
So when the 184 people that read these tablets, they assumed...
They read them, said they saw them.
They saw them. So the few who read them, they took this as something that had already happened in the past, that it had destroyed.
Yes.
I am saying that we've got to energize this woe part, have it happen so that it ain't around when Atlantis really shows up.
but right. they're talking about it from a future experience in the future Atlantis. So it's the future future Atlantis, because otherwise how would they know it to describe it from a past past?
Called he then, I thought before him, gave me
So who commands. Gave the commands, Carolyn?
Called he then, I thought before him, oh, there's so many pronouns there, gave me commands for all I should do, saying, take thou, O Thoth, all of your wisdom, take all your records, take all your
messages. See, they are addressing O Thoth.
Mm-hmm.
Called thee then, I thought before him, gave me, see, suddenly switching, like things, wait, your Thoth, gave me commands for all I should take thou, meaning you.
Capital or little?
Gave me, small me.
There you go, unenlightened thought.
Called he then, I thought before him, gave me commands for all I should, his unenlightened thought. Take thou thought all of your wisdom. This is the backwards thought, the bad thought that went the wrong way and destroyed everything.
Take all your records, take all your magic, go thou forth as a teacher of men. Go thou forth reserving the records until in time light grows among men. Light shall thou be all through the ages, hidden yet found by enlightened men. Over all earth give we, capital, ye power, free thou to give or take it away. Gather thou now the sons of Atlantis, take them and flee to the people of the rock caves, fly to the land of the children of Kim.
That's Egypt.
Then gathered I the sons of Atlantis into the spaceship. I brought all my records, brought the records of sunken Atlantis. Gathered I all my powers, instruments many of mighty magic. Up then we rose on wings of the morning. High we arose above the temple, leaving behind the three, small three with a capital T, and dweller caps. Deep in the halls, caps, neath the temple, closing the pathway up to the Lord's caps of the cycle. Yet ever to him who has knowing, open shall be the path to Amante caps. Thus fled we then on the wings of the morning, fled to the land of the children of Kim caps. There by my power I conquered and ruled them.
Now this is the myth the Atlanteans go to Egypt, Carol.
Right, now we're back to there by my power, but there's no caps, I conquered and ruled them.
So caps. This is all presented as if it happened, but it's by the little me who thinks it happened, but it hasn't happened. So this is the history of the little me who gets it wrong.
Perfect.
Raised I to light caps, the children of Kim caps. Deep beneath the rocks, I buried my spaceship, waiting the time when man might be freed.
That would be burying something in the pyramids, the rocks. The pyramids are big rocks. Do you agree with that, Ion?
Under the front right, all of the sphinx.
Has anybody found those yet?
No.
Over the spaceship erected a marker in the form of a lion, yet like unto man. There neath the image rests yet my spaceship, forth to be brought when need shall arise. Oh, that's what's going to appear.
What?
Spaceship. They're going to find a spaceship.
In, yeah, but the spaceship could be a crystal apparatus.
Same song, different verse.
It's a crystal apparatus, the apparatus for launching.
Sometimes that's also known as the Lion of Judah.
What's the Lion of Judah?
From the Hebrew expression, Judah... The line of Judah.
Oh, line. L-I-N-E.
Yes.
Is what? What's that got to do with anything in this paragraph?
The line of Judah, that lineage. But the Hebrews were very cognizant when that Sphinx was being created.
Did Moses create the Sphinx?
Can we say sort of, and you don't have a cow?
Okay.
And I don't get, the Hebrews were cognizant when the Sphinx was being created?
They were aware in this, that order of the line of Judah.
They were aware and set the order of the line of Judah? I don't get that either.
They saw this coming about, and this became this lineage factor from the lion in the line or lineage of Judah.
When you say lion, are you referring to the pyramid? The Sphinx? So somehow, since Moses was involved with that, the Jewish race came out of the...
That's right. With that knowledge that was coming from the tablet.
They had access to the tablets.
They had access to the knowledge from the tablet.
There neath the image rests yet my spaceship, forth to be brought when need shall arise. Know ye, O man, that far in the future invaders shall come from out of the deep. Then awake ye who have wisdom.
Awake ye.
Who have wisdom,
okay.
Bring forth my ship and conquer with ease. Deep neath the image lies my secret. Search and find in the pyramid I built. Each to the other is the keystone. Each the gateway that leads into life caps. Follow the key caps I leave behind me. Seek in the doorway to life caps shall be thine. Seek thou in my pyramid, deep in the passage that ends in a wall. Use thou the key caps of the seven caps, and open to thee the pathway will fall. Now unto thee I have given my wisdom, now unto thee I have given my way. Follow the pathway, solve thou my secrets, unto thee I have shown the way. Is there something more about awake you wanted to say?
This is one more tablet where they're telling you how to go from starship to starship.
And the end.
It was a great tablet though, huh?
Yeah, I liked it.
So now, Bob, if you can find the seven caps, capstones, and if you have need or wanting to find the spaceship, to defeat the whatever it is that's supposed to come kill you in your bed or your sinkhole, then you have that information now clearly, so you should be able to travel faster than the speed of light to another parallel dominion, diminutive, is that a word? Dominion, diminutive state of reality that will or will not include Atlantis, depending on where you go. Atlantis has very little to do with this whole process. The travel is significant.
Why doesn't Atlantis have anything to do with this?
It doesn't have a lot to do with the whole process. You could have every one of these processes without the Atlantis or the Atlanteans, and it still makes the same sense.
It's got to do with the being able to travel. But that's just the story that goes around it.
It's the science of the geography.
What's the science of the geography?
The science of the geography is just putting a place that you're driving that is lost and undone, and how it got lost and undone, but we know it's a future experience. So the Atlantis has nothing to do with it necessarily, other than fitting in the flow. It has everything to do with figuring out how to come to your knowing that you can travel from this plane to another plane and be able to come back. Apparently the Atlanteans haven't figured out how to come back yet.
I know Carol's waiting to be taken to the environment to be doing it.